Since the shutdown began, 19 rent assistance programs in Wisconsin have had their contracts with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development expire. That's according to data from advocacy group the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. And HUD isn't the only federal agency that low-income residents depend on. Russ Caney is from the Wisconsin Council for Affordable and Rural Housing. He says the Department of Agriculture provides rent assistance for almost 6,000 rural housing units in the state.
These are the only multifamily units in some of the smaller communities that we see the properties in Wisconsin, and you're not going to have other multifamily developments come into those communities.
Caney doesn't expect residents to lose their housing if the shutdown continues, but he said it could affect property owners' ability to operate. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.